Hey everyone, it's me, Dr. D, here with Coloring Outside the Lines, COTL. That's right, and we are here and we are coloring with the Funky Dirty Down Green today. The Funky Dirty Down Green. As you all know, you already know what the drill is. We are going to take out our coloring books, our activity workbooks, and we are going to use our Funky Dirty Down Green to talk about when your kids are musty. That's right. As you all know, we talk about everything on COTL. We talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and what seems to even be the very, very stinky and musty on COTL. Everything that there is to talk about raising these beautiful, wonderful little kids, monsters, geniuses, everything. So let's get into it. Get out your activity workbooks, your coloring workbooks, get out the Funky Dirty Down Green, and let's talk about it. So when your kids are musty, more importantly, when your kids are musty for the first time, let's talk about it. So here I am chilling, laying on the couch, minding my own business, watching a little Netflix and chill. And my son comes out and he wants to give me a hug. So loving, so caring, right? Y'all, that arm went up. And the funk hit me so hard in the face. Like smack dab in the face, because you're talking about a child's height, right? And you're sitting on the couch watching TV and the child's height and the armpit height just hits you right in the face. And I'll be honest, I had to second guess myself. I had to do a self-check in this moment and be like, but is it me though? Is it me that is bringing the thunder like this? Is it me who the odor, the smell is just spoiled cabbage? What is this funk? I've never smelled this funk before. This is a new level of funk. And then I realized it was him. Y'all, when did kids start wearing deodorant at like 6? When did we start doing that? When did the hormones start kicking in for little girls and little boys around 6? When did that one armpit, not both, but that left, it's always the left, y'all, always the left armpit, right? When did that left armpit just decide that it just wanted to give off a scent that was very unpleasant? Did it not have a conversation with the right armpit? Like, hey, you know, should I not smell like this? Did the right armpit not chime in? Like, hey, you might want to, you know, dial back. Maybe you sweating a little bit too much. You know, maybe your glands are overactive. Are your hormones on that side of your body just on rage or something? Did it not say, hey, let's try to get this in check and get some balance? Maybe if we even out the funk between the two, it just won't be so overwhelming for someone else. Like, when did we get here? That's how I feel. When did we get here? And let's even take it to a whole nother level, y'all. Like, we're saying, when did we get here? But it's like, yo, even when they take a bath, first of all, I have discovered that little kids, their version of a bath is minimal soap on the towel and just this no scrub, just a wipe over. I'm just gonna wipe over the dirt. I'm not gonna scrub my skin to ensure that it's clean. Hey, the water dripped on my armpits, so I don't necessarily need to put any soap underneath there or scrub that area either. So I think I'm good. I'm just gonna hop out the tub right now, throw on this towel, wrap my body up, put on brand new, clean, set of PJs and run to my mother with open arms with my armpits at her nose and mouth level. It's important that we note the nose and mouth level, all in that area. And I'm going to release a smell like none other. It's worse than outside smell. Y'all know what outside smell like, dirt. It's worse than smelling like dirt. It's absolutely mind-boggling for me, right? Like, just dealing with the armpit smell, trying to get them to understand that you can't, maybe that lackadaisical way that you used to cleanse yourself in the tub, is it going to get you through? I'm doing armpit checks now when folks get up in the morning and after they get out the tub at night. Like, I'm doing armpit checks. And I'm doing armpit checks about 2-3 times a day, to be honest. I'm just like, hey, let me see your armpit. Because we could be getting ready to hit the door. And I'm like, whoa, stop. Everybody line up, raise your armpits up. Armpit check. Now, I want to insert something here for all of you dads, moms, grandmas, papas, and you know, whoever, auntie, uncle, cousin, friend, nanny, babysitter, childcare. I want to intersect something that I've learned, right? Because let's be honest, as a mom, as an adult, you know, let's keep it real. Your armpits can get loud too. And again, it's always the left one. If you cut an Idaho potato in half and just simply put this potato, right, and rub it underneath your armpits, it will help with the funky defunk smell that you have going on. It will help to balance hormones. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Needless to say, we keep potatoes on hand. We're not even cooking with them. We're not eating them. We're not baking them. We're not sauteing them. We're not doing anything with them but rubbing them underneath our armpits. Because I can't take it. So that's my plug for that home remedy, right? Get you a potato. But let's get back to it. So now I'm having to figure out, what deodorant do we use? Okay, so look, now I am a natural-ish type of mom, right? Like, I don't do everything completely natural. You know, some of my cleaning products are natural, some aren't. I cooked all their baby food when they were little. I didn't necessarily do the canned stuff, you know. But I didn't use cloth diapers. So I'm natural-ish. That's what I like to call it. I'm natural-ish mom. Even now, you know, at the age that they are, as elementary students, I'm still natural-ish, right? So I've done all this research on deodorant, natural deodorant for children. Because, you know, we've all read the stuff. Deodorant has aluminum in it. It's actually not good for your body. It actually clogs your pores. Actually messes up your sweat glands, your hormones, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So, unless somebody wants to hit me up in my inbox on any of my social media platforms that I am on, you know, hit up Prideful Kids and let us know what natural deodorant you use, because the ones that we've used with this lovely splash of lavender, oh, so cool and fresh, it ain't working. I'm straight putting Degree in these kids' armpits. We using Man Degree Cool Rush. And not that invisible stick stuff, because I don't really think that invisible stick works. Like, if you got a strong vibe, just a strong scent about yourself, invisible stick don't really do it for you. We solid Man Degree Cool Rush over here. But elementary kids, help me. Help me. How do we combat the dirty, down, funk, green scent that is rolling off of their hand towels when they wash their bodies, that's rolling from these pajamas. How much can you sweat in your sleep? You take a bath before you go to bed every night. And I'm checking armpits when you put on your PJs. So I know you got it right. The scent is just, it's flowing. Oh, it's flowing. It's like never endless. We can keep it at bay for a couple of hours and then it's like, I'm back. Y'all, I can't take it. I don't know what to do about these funky armpits. Like, when a kid is musty, it's like, where is it coming from? Why is it here? How long will you be present? Does anybody else feel it? First of all, does anybody else smell them? My son, literally, I was like, armpit check. And he was like, nah, bruh. No lie. He was like, nah. You don't even want to do it. I'm like, so you smell yourself smelling like that? He's like, nah, mommy, nah. And just proceeded to walk away because they keep an extra towel and a bar of soap specifically for an armpit check before we leave the house. So he was like, nah, I'm just going to go on and do an armpit check in the bathroom, mommy. What? So you mean to tell me you know coming out the gate that you are out here smelling like Thundercats? Like you are like Panthro. Go get Shitara out of the cave. Like you on that level with me right now. You weren't gonna say nothing? You mean to tell me you weren't going to take it upon yourself and be proactive, son, and roll in the bathroom and do an armpit check yourself? You waited until I put my nose in it and was like, nah, mom, nah, bro. You waited till I got close enough to smell it for it to slap me in the face for you to be like, nah, you might want to get back. I am really trying not to raise a funky little boy or a girl, because let's be real, them armpits be humming. I'm really trying my best so that when you get older and you find your significant other, that they will know that you handle your armpits. I'm not talking about a hormonal thing. I'm just talking about you hot underneath your arms. You loud underneath your arms. You strong flavor grit. I don't even know how to say it, y'all. Fragrance. There we go. Flagrant and fragrance. How about that? Underneath them boys. I can't. I just don't know what to do, where to go. Who can help me? Who can help us all? My friends, I'm asking, I'm like, yo, your kids are about the same age as mine. Sis, I mean, how's the armpit game in your house? Do you need to take a shot after a kid raises their arms when they walk past you? Do your eyebrows fall out? Eyelashes just vanish from your face when somebody puts their hands up in the air? Like, what's going on? And everybody's telling me the same. Like, yeah, bruh. Like, one of my friends was like, yo, she been wearing deodorant, you know, since she was about 3. I'm like, yo, stop it. Are you serious right now, 3? I don't even know what to do with that. 3. Deodorant. Wow. Because I'm scrubbing. Now, I did hear Let me put on my professional. I did hear you all that lime juice is a natural deodorant. And it will not clog your pores. It does not obviously have aluminum in it. That lime juice works very, very well. I don't know if I trust it though. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be real honest with y'all. I do not know if I trust to even take the chance that somebody is gonna knock me out without even touching me. I feel like I'm in a game of Mortal Kombat. Sub-Zero is just pounding. It's not ice though. It's funk. Underarm. It's the dirty down funky underarm smell that is just being pow zoomed off at me. That's how I feel. And I can't escape it. I mean, they in sports. Like, what do you do? You can't, I mean, you really want to congratulate the kid after game. I'm gonna say it for y'all, okay? I'm gonna say it for y'all. You really want to congratulate your child after the game. You trying to high five, buddy. Yeah, woo! You did that. I saw that shot. I saw that goal. Yeah, what? I saw you do that cute little cartwheel in gymnastics and cheerleading. Woo, son, you got him. I saw you shaking bacon as you were running to the end zone. But you know. In the back of your mind, you're like, but we didn't do an armpit check first. So, you know, you're running the risk for love at this point. Like for real. You're running the risk for love. You're running the risk that when you are boosting their self-esteem up, and when you're telling them how great they are, whether everybody ain't that great, but whatever the case may be, when you're just being excited as a parent for sports, look, clarinet, violin, whatever they're doing, you're just being excited, but you run the risk that when you get in a little bit too close, I'm trying to figure out how you come out funky after swimming. That's another thing. But when you get a little bit too close and you're like, I'm putting myself in danger at this point. I'm putting my nose in danger of an offense that has no explanation right now. And I'm doing it for love. Because I love you. And my worst fear is one of these days the smell's gonna hit and I'm not, it's gonna knock me off my feet. And I'm not gonna be able to get back up, y'all. I mean, is it going to get to the point where I'm gonna be on the news and I'm gonna be like, mom was taken out by armpit? Like, come on, I'm gonna be a whole meme out here. It's not gonna be cute. Not really. Not at all. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. I don't know, you guys. I'm going to continue to do some research and see, you know. I mean, I'm logical. I want to understand why they smell so bad so early. We haven't even hit puberty yet. My God, we have not even hit puberty yet. Hormones haven't, voices haven't changed. Hormones haven't started. Menstrual cycles haven't kicked in yet. And they smelling like straight just. Who did it and why? What are we gonna do? We need a support group. I'm gonna start a support group. Yep, for all parents whose children are musty. And I'm not saying, you know, you don't clean your kid, you don't provide them with the necessary tools, you know, the sensitive soap or the soap with the extra loud fragrance. Or the body wash that's got the little massage beads in it to really scrub in there good. I mean, I'm not saying we all, you know, nobody wants their kid to be the musty kid, you know, so we all provide, right? Right? Like necessities, right? Basic living utensils that they need in life. Like you want a clean kid, right? But I'm gonna start a support group for us because I feel like we need it. If we don't support us, who's gonna support us? We don't have each other's back as parents. Who's gonna have our backs? Nobody. Nobody. But I will promise you this. If you see my child's on the street, if you have class with my, if your child has class with my child, if we are out and about, my child has a backpack, I'm going to tell you what's going to be in it right now. Feel free to do an armpit check on my kid. Just come up, armpit check. There will be a Ziploc bag, a clean face cloth, and a bar soap. Yep, I said it. I did. I said it. And I might have to get down and dirty with it and pack a Dial soap, because Dial is antibacterial. Dial hits some funk. Might not need, you know, leave your skin feeling moist like a Dove would, you know, or Oil of Olay. You might not get that vibe from, but it's going to smack dab that funk in the face, and it's going to do what it needs to do. Irish Spring. Like, sometimes you just got to get that Dollar Tree soap and be like, nah, we got to get rough with it. Anything old school. You know, when you ain't had no money soap, when you just was like, we need to be clean out here. Yeah, they're going to have that. I'm going to be honest. That's how I roll. That's how I roll. Yeah. Yeah, that invention kind of came from me. I mean, you know, might be a little hereditary, y'all. I can be loud. I told y'all that left one be strong. But that's how I roll. That's how I roll. Yep. So let's talk about it. Hit me on the inbox, Prideful Kids. Let us know, you know, when your kids are musty, y'all. And I mean, you know, it's all jokes and giggles, but nobody wants their kid to be the musty kid. Nobody kid wants to be the musty kid. So let's do this together. Let's be superheroes in the land of soap and water. And let's combat the funky, dirty, down green. And let's kick it to the curb. And let's make sure that our kids pass the armpit check. As always, it's me, Dr. D, bringing y'all Coloring Outside the Lines. Just a little humor doing this crazy, crazy time that we're living in right now. We'll get back to some more serious topics and special guests coming soon. But yeah, y'all, we can do this. I support you. You support me. I already know. Let's get these kids musty free. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye.